5 p.m., September 22. BCRC MP said at a press conference this afternoon that Const. Frederick Rick O'Brien died in the line of duty in Coquitlam. More to come. 3:20 p.m., September 22. BCRC MP issued a statement this afternoon to confirm the death of a Ridge Meadows Mountie in Coquitlam today. Spokesperson Staff Sergeant Chris Clark said three members of the Maple Ridge and Pitt Meadows detachment were executing a search warrant on a home near Pine Tree Way and Glen Drive when the fatal shooting happened. Clark added two other officers were taken to hospital with serious injuries. While there, the attending officers became engaged in an altercation with a man, which resulted in multiple officers being injured and the man being shot, Clark said. Emergency health services transported all injured to hospital, but one of the officers was shot and succumbed to their injuries. The Integrated Homicide Investigation Team, IHIT, is now taking over the investigation. The Independent Investigations Office of BC, EOBC, is also involved. Meanwhile, a woman living in the Evergreen Building at 3007 Glen Doctor told the Tri-City News that she and her family heard between 4 and 8 gunshots around 10 a.m. and thought they were construction noises. A few minutes later, all these police cars showed up and ambulances, too, Alexa Chater said. From her 19th floor balcony, she witnessed a police officer limping out into the street while another Mountie received chest compressions from paramedics. And about 2 hours later, Chater said they heard another gunshot ring out. It felt like it was within the building. We could feel it vibrate off our feet. As of 3:30 p.m., she said she, her husband and three young children are still too scared to leave their building as emergency vehicles remain on site. Anyone with information is asked to contact the IHIT information line at 1-877-551-IHIT. 4448, or by email at hitinfo@rcmp-grc.gc.ca. 2:20 p.m., September 22. In response to the fatal police shooting in Coquitlam, the cops for Cancer Tour de Valley and Tour de Coast cancelled their closing ceremonies, which were scheduled for 2 p.m. today, September 22. Our most heartfelt condolences and thoughts are with their families and loved ones, the Cops for Cancer team said in a statement. The tours raise money for the Canadian Cancer Society. Meanwhile, the Ridge Meadows RCMP detachment lowered its flags to half-mast while TransLink said some bus routes are affected by the road closures. 12:15 p.m., September 22. An RCMP officer is dead and another Mountie is wounded after a shooting in the Coquitlam City Centre neighborhood this morning, September 22, the Tri-City News has confirmed. The incident happened at around 11 a.m. in a building at Pine Tree Way and Glen Drive while a search warrant was being executed. Police are advising the public to avoid the area as it is an active crime scene. And traffic is partially closed along the two streets. Passers-by told media on site that they heard a number of shots fired and saw someone bleeding being carried out on a stretcher. A nearby business owner said it was worse than L.A. when he lived there. At the closing of the Union of BC Municipalities, UBCM, convention this morning, BC Premier David Eby confirmed to media that there is a critical incident happening in Coquitlam. However, there is no further threat to public safety. More to come. 11:15 a.m., September 22. The Tri-City News is investigating reports of shots fired in the neighborhood of Glen Drive and Pine Tree Way in Coquitlam City Center neighborhood. There are unconfirmed reports of shots fired and the incident is ongoing as of 11:30 a.m. Friday, September 22. Reporter Janice Clea is on the scene and says there are several emergency vehicles in the area. Glen Drive between Pine Tree Way and High Street is blocked off and a police helicopter is flying overhead. Lower Mainland RCMP Emergency Response Team, ERT. Team members are also on the scene, with one seen walking with a body shield, and a police dog team is in the area. Victim services are also reportedly standing by. The RCMP has not yet issued a news release or a statement about the events. However, on a social media post, Coquitlam RCMP asks drivers to avoid the area. As well, the city of Coquitlam has closed the Glen Pine Pavilion for the rest of the day, canceling all scheduled programs and activities.